We continue to promise you that we're staying across the health story as we have promised. For months now, we've talked till we're blue in the face about the pressures on the NHS here, the funding issues that stretch right across the board. And this, of course, while we have no health minister. Actually, let me just check today. Do we have a health minister today? It's Thursday. You know, we're not even quite sure whether Simon Hamilton's in work today as a health minister or not. But let's not forget the people who are suffering as a result of these waiting lists. And that's you. Patients having to endure huge waiting lists. Patrick, morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning, Patrick. Tell me your story. What's your situation, Patrick?
The situation is I've got a serious problem with my back. I waited 26 weeks to get a first appointment with a consultant. And after about 10, 12, 15 minutes of consultation, it was agreed that I would get some treatment for my back. I was then told there was a bit of a waiting list, and the waiting list turned out to be a minimum of 52 weeks, which in total leaves it a year and a half.
So that's after 26 weeks to see the consultant?
Yes.
So after you wait half a year to see the consultant,
yes,
you get a 10, 12 minute appointment, and then you're told you've got to wait at least a year after that for
that
treatment.
That's correct, but that wasn't guaranteed. So that was the kick in the teeth at the end of the 52 weeks, but can't guarantee that.
How old are you, Patrick?
71.
71 years of age. Are you in a lot of pain?
Permanently, yes. I have been in contact with several of the higher echelon in the health service, but to no avail. I put an email out to the permanent secretary, and after a while I did get a reply from him, basically saying, if you've got a complaint, fill in this complaint form and perhaps someone will look at it.
I wonder, do they believe how much pain you're in? I wonder, do they understand the pain you're in? Can you describe the pain?
The pain is on and off, sharp pains which sort of keep hitting, but it is the most terrible, terrible, dull pain permanently. Which causes, it makes life quite difficult. I've had to stop work, more or less, because I helped my wife at her work. I have lots of heavy lifting to do, which I can't do that. I've had to pay someone to come and look after my garden for me. And the real problem that I've got is I'm losing my grandchildren, because when I get to see them, I can't pick them up, I can't play with them.
Have you contemplated going private?
Yes, we did go private to start with, but it's very, very, very expensive.
Yeah.
It costs an awful lot of money.
Yeah, well, it's what I've been saying for quite a long time. Watch the two-tier health system unfold now in front of your eyes in Northern Ireland. If you've got money, if you're rich, you get treated straight away. If you don't, you end up on a waiting list, which is getting longer and longer. And you wait, like you, Patrick, a year and a half now.
Yes. And I don't see the end of it. And I have to say that, quite honestly, even the fact that we currently don't have a health minister, this has been going on way, way before him, at least one or two health ministers in the past. None of whom have ever done anything about the waiting list, in my view.
By the way, we think Simon Hamilton might be back in post today. We're just waiting to get that confirmed. We have no clue whether we have a health minister today or not, but we are trying to find out from the DUP. I don't even know if the DUP knows this morning, but we will ask them. I'm sure they do, actually, to be fair. So let's ask them if they know. I'm looking at the Southern Health and Social Care Trust statement here this morning, Patrick.
Yes.
And to the Nolan Show. Vinny's been in touch back and forward to them. And basically, they're saying that you were categorised as a routine category patient. They say this indicates the level of urgency by which a patient needs to be seen.
During the consultation with the consultant, there was no question about what level of pain what incapacity in the head, nothing like that. It was just discovered that my vertebrae are crumbling and that the only course of action, surgery, was not an option. And injections in my back were the only option, which they agreed they would do. But no question about, or no question as to how, what the level of pain was, what the incapacity was. It didn't actually say then that this was routine.
The Southern Health and Social Care Trust say we currently have more demand than capacity for both outpatient appointments and also day case procedures within the chronic pain service. In order to address this gap, it's interesting, isn't it, when they call chronic pain and then talk about a routine category. Well, chronic pain, I think it says it all.
I'm not quite sure what routine is. I have had a long lung problem, which came from being exposed to asbestos. And I have routine checks with the consultant in Belfast. Now, to me, that's what routine is about. They see me every 6 months, and they have a look at me and say, okay, nothing has changed. A routine visit. Pain is not routine. Pain is always there.
In order to address this gap, that's where the trusts say that there's more demand than capacity. In order to address this gap, we had for a period of time been receiving some non-recurrent funding from the Health and Social Care Board. Unfortunately, say the Southern Health and Social Care Trust, from the 1st of April this year, we've received no funding to provide additional outpatient clinics or day case lists. This has further impacted greatly on our waiting times. This is a funding issue, first and foremost.
Yes, it is. But it would appear that Northern Ireland...
And the politicians still haven't fixed it. They still haven't fixed it. Don't forget what I've been banging on about. The Health and Social Care Board said they needed £45 million to improve waiting lists. They said that back in June of this year. They haven't had a penny. June, July, August, September. We are now into October. And by the way, it's our understanding that Simon Hamilton resigned again at 1 minute past midnight last night. So he's definitely not in post. So he's gone again.
Of course he has. And he will keep resigning because this has nothing to do with the politics. In my view, there's an election next year, and you know they're looking forward to that. But this is politics, and it's nothing to do with my back. So what do I do? Just suffer on.
What do you say to them in Stormont?
In Stormont is Northern Ireland is the only area in the whole of the UK that does not use the private sector to help reduce the waiting list. They do it in Scotland, they do it in Wales, they do it in England, but not Northern Ireland.
Patrick, thank you for talking to me today. Thank you, Patrick. I make no apology for continuing to bang on about this. Absolutely no apology whatsoever. And while the politicians squabble, argue, disagree, can't find a deal, can't find a way forward, can't find extra money for the health service, you listen to what's happening to the people who vote for them. There's a man in pain, and he's being told, well, half a year to see a consultant, a year minimum to get treatment. Meanwhile, if you've got money, you'll be seen next week. That's the reality of the health service in Northern Ireland for people like Patrick. 03030 80 55 55. If you're on a waiting list, it'd be good to hear from you today as we continue to build up these stories. If you want to send it to me on an email, Nolan at bbc.co.uk.